Hi, I'm Ray. Welcome to another podcast episode. This week, I want to talk about the English language. I've made some notes here, so excuse the rattling of paper. I have to write things down because I forget them. But don't get me wrong, I don't want you to think, oh no, that's boring, and switch off. The English language, the way people speak, the way people write, the way people pronounce things, some of it could be quite funny. Some of it can be quite sad. For example, a lot of the news readers now are saying that they want to drill down to the truth. Drill down. I heard one the other day, he said, we'll try to drill through into the detail of this. Drill through into the detail. Drill through what? The wall? I mean, I know what he means, but all this drilling down and drilling through into the detail, that's a fairly new one. And they keep on coming out with new ones. Quite a few things I'm going to mention. You might say, oh, well, I've heard that years ago, decades ago even, which is true, but they're still of interest, I think. I say sad because it's not only sad that people can't use the English language properly, it's sad that they don't seem to want to learn. Can you hear those birds? That seems to be my trademark now, does it? Birds. It's very early in the morning. Lovely weather here. Anyway, I digress. There's another word. I digress. Was it Ronnie Corbett used to say that? Or Ronnie Barker? I get them mixed up. Ronnie Corbett. He'd sit in his armchair and go off on another subject. Staying with newsreaders for a minute, there's something else I've noticed. They'll say, they'll have a guest on the show and they'll say, thank you for being with us this afternoon. Have you noticed that? They seem to break up words. I don't quite know why they do that. Well, it's very nice to have you on the show this morning. I don't know what all this dragged out business is. Once I've said all this, you'll listen to this. Next time you turn the TV or radio on, you'll be aware of it. People aren't always aware of how they're speaking or what they're saying. Well, I don't mean what they're saying. Obviously, they know what they're saying. Well, some people don't. But you know what I mean? My wife pointed out to me some years ago, my little, is it idiosyncrasy or whatever it's called? She will say, for example, shall we go down to the beach later? And I will say, we'll go to the beach. Yeah. I always had that yeah on the end. Would you like to go and visit so-and-so this evening? Oh, yeah, we'll go and visit so-and-so there. Yeah. Adding the yeah on the end. And apparently, I do it all the time. And it was only when she pointed it out that I realised that I was doing it. Still staying with newsreaders, the news presenter, they're not newsreaders anymore, are they? I don't know what they are. They're anchors, aren't they? Or news presenters, I don't know what they are. They will say, for example, to a guest or someone they're interviewing, how do you think the meeting went the other day? And the interviewee will say, so, we all got there about 8 o'clock. Now, did you hear that? So. Now that's interesting, and they do it all the time. How was your trip to the House of Commons the other day? So the day went perfectly well, blah, blah, blah. It's always so. Shares in the company have plummeted over the last quarter. What are your feelings about that? So we've been trying to build up another side of the business, blah, blah, blah. It's only when these things are pointed out that you realise that they're being said, you know, you pick up on it. There's a lot of expressions I don't like. Reaching out. Reaching out to people, reaching out to this and that. It's, what is all this reaching out going on? And a word that people use that doesn't exist. Irregardless. There's no such word as irregardless. I don't know why people say it. There's just no such word. What does it mean? And again, sticking with news reading, you'll think all I do is watch the news. Actually, I do watch a lot of the news simply to pick up on what it is they're saying and their mistakes. A new one, well, new, I think this has been out for about a year. Should we? Well, now have a look at the weather forecast, should we? Should we? I suppose, I've checked this. Grammatically, it is correct to say, should we? We'll take a look at the weather next, should we? What is this should we business? I don't know. Going forward, that's another one, going forward. I suppose it's a good way of saying what it is you're getting at, you know, like in the future. Why not say so in the future? Oh, I said so then, didn't I? But why going forward? There's drilling down, going forward. Ramping up is another one. Ramping up. So we're going to ramp up the pressure on the government. Impact. How does that impact your company? Impact is, hitting a chisel with a hammer, for example, is the impact of the hammer hitting the chisel. How does something impact your company, like perhaps loss of customers or whatever? Again, I could see what it means, but why use the word impact? It seems that people are looking for words to use just to try to be clever. That's how it seems to me anyway. Another one is source. I have people contact me. You know, I repair and restore vintage valve radios. I get an email or a phone call from someone. Hi, I'm trying to source a part for a radio. No, you're not trying to source a part. You're looking for a part for a radio. You're trying to locate. You're trying to find a source of parts. You can't source a part. I was in an office quite a long time ago, and the boss came in and said to someone, how did you get on with that? And this chap said, BAU. And the boss said, great, and walked off. I was standing there thinking, BAU? It reminded me of International Rescue. FAB, International Rescue. But this chap, he just said, BAU. Anyway, I said to this friend of mine, what's BAU? He said, business as usual. There was a problem, it's now okay, BAU. Well, why not just say it's all right, I've sorted out the problem. Now, this is my favourite one. This is my favourite hate of all time. I hate this. People will say, and before I tell you the word or words, newsreaders will say this. Newsreaders, other important people on the telly, celebrities, something. There's no such word. Anything. Nothing. Everything. There's no such word as something. Do you know, someone somewhere started this. This must have come from one person somewhere in the world that said something. Someone else picked up on it and it spread. People have picked up on it. Do you watch Father Brown? I like Father Brown. Father Brown says something. Why does... I've often wondered, is it deliberate? Is it meant to be part of the script? Or is it just the way he talks? There's no such word. It's like irregardless earlier. No such word. Everything. I don't understand it. You can say some think that it might be hot tomorrow, as in some people think it might be hot tomorrow. Others think it will be cold. That is how to say some think as two separate words. Some people think. But to say some think instead of the word something is just ridiculous. I don't know. It just really is dreadful. Whenever I hear it, I cringe. I don't know whether you remember the TV advert. Was it about a bank, I think? They wanted you to go into one of the branches of their bank. And they would say, for example, this offer is on now, in branch. You can't say in branch. And supermarkets will say, we now have an offer on whatever, in store now. It's in one of the stores or in their stores. Not in store or in branch. If someone says, oh, where's the milk? In fridge. In fridge. It's in the fridge. I don't know. Perhaps I'm being silly. Oh, another one. Touch base. Had an email the other day. Just touching base with you. You're not touching base with me. You're emailing me. How about this? This one is good. I like this. They do it on the TV. News readers, again, newscasters. What, I don't know what they are, these news people. I don't like them anymore, news people. Here's an example. Because of the weather, everywhere was closed. You couldn't go to the shops. You couldn't go to the beach. You couldn't go to the woods. You couldn't go downtown. What's all this? What are they? What are they, sort of in church or something? We are gathered here today. I don't know what that's all about. All this. I mean, that everyone does that, don't they? So what have you got there? Right, I've got the apples. I've got the bananas. I've got the grapes. What is all this up in the air business? That makes me laugh as well. As I said earlier, once you've listened to me ranting and raving about all this, it'll stick in your mind and you'll start hearing all this. Well, you'll hear it anyway, but you know what I mean? You'll start picking up on all this and you'll think, oh, there, he's right. I could go on all day. Oh, please don't, you're thinking. Here we are, bored of. I'm not sure on this. I think it's bored with something. I don't think you can be bored of something, but that's just, I don't know, that's another one. Bear with. Do you remember that? Was it Miranda Hart, the comedian, in her programme, Bear With? I quite like that. someone's doing something. It was her mother, wasn't it? She'd perhaps be on the phone and she'd say, bear with, that sort of thing I find quite funny. And she'd say, orcs, for awkward. No, I can't this evening, that's a little bit orcs. As in awkward, there's something else going on, I suppose. Delish, for delicious. That's another one. Some of these, as I say, can be quite funny. Totes. I totes agree. Totally agree. Totes agree. Now, this, I'm not getting into text speak, as they call it, because that's a totally different thing. The letter M and the figure 8 for mate, to shorten it. To be honest, I find it far easier and quicker to write M-A-T-E rather than M-8 for mate. I heard someone the other day, said, I totally had the best mechanic. She had a problem with her car and she'd been to a couple of garages. They couldn't fix it. And she went to this chap and he was really good. He fixed the car and she said to me, I totally had the best mechanic. Totally had the best. I mean, there we are. That's another strange use of the language, isn't it? This one bugs me. People say pale insignificance. Now, they say insignificance as one word. It's not. It's pales in significance. Right, that's three words. Pales in significance. Not pales insignificant, as some will say. That is, I suppose that's an easy mistake to make. I don't know. I'm just saying, that's another one. Just saying, if you want to correct someone, if you want to tell them that they're wrong about something, and you don't want to appear rude or blunt, you'll say, well, that's not quite right. I'm just saying, which lightens it, doesn't it? It sort of lightens what it is. You're not coming across as rude or wagging the finger. You've got that wrong. I'm telling you, you're wrong. It's just, I don't think that's quite right. Yeah, I'm just saying. So that one's not too bad. Would of. This one is dreadful. I would of gone to the shops, but it was raining. That's totally, that's totes, isn't it? That is totes wrong. Absolutes wrong. I would have gone to the shops, but it was raining. Not of. And the amount of people that say of is another dreadful one. Me and Fred went to the beach. No, you didn't. Well, they probably did go to the beach. Fred and I went to the beach. Now, this is so simple to get right, but so many people get it wrong. Easy way to remember. Take out Fred. So instead of, if you're going to say, me and Fred went to the beach, which is wrong, take out Fred. Me went to the beach. Would you say that? Me went to the beach yesterday. I went to the beach yesterday. So it would be I and Fred went to the beach yesterday. But that's still wrong. You put Fred first. Fred and I went to the beach. There was an advert. A lot of people like you and I. And they took it out. I forget what the advert was, but this chap said, a lot of people like you and I, whatever it was, could do with this. And they took that out because they had so many people complain, or not complain, but point out that it was wrong. It's a lot of people like you and me. You wouldn't say a lot of people like I, a lot of people like me. Me and Fred went to the beach. No, you didn't. Fred and I went to the beach. In written English, apostrophes. Oh dear, everyone gets apostrophes wrong. If they've got a box of apples and they're writing down, I have a box of apples, they will put apples apostrophe S. Totally wrong. Totes. Absolutes. Totes. Wrong. Although the apples might be delish. Now that is totally wrong. You do not, if it's just a lot of something like apples, oranges, there's no apostrophe. I think most people remember from school the old thing about the boy's dog and the boy's dog. The boy's apostrophe S or the boy's apostrophe after the S. People get it all back to front, inside out, mixed up and totes wrong. If it's a one boy, it's the boy's apostrophe S, one boy. If it's all of them, the apostrophe is after the S. It's all the boys' dog. But there we are. As I say, I won't go on too much about that because I need to actually write it down to show you examples. Tautology. Have you heard of tautology? I have a book. I first got this book about 30 years ago. And something in there caught my eye and it stayed with me. The barn doors were huge in their hugeness. I love that. I thought that's really good. And this was used a lot throughout the book, that sort of thing. And it's called tautology. Look it up. T-A-U-T-ology. Okay, T-A-U-T. Tautology. It's saying the same thing twice over, but with different words. I don't know. Can I think of an example? The car was big in its massiveness, or something like that. It was massively huge. Yeah, that's a good one, is it? It was massively huge. That can work quite well, actually, in a book. This book that I've still got somewhere, it really does work well, although it's totally incorrect. Right, this one, a friend of mine used to say this all the time, and people still do, again, on the television, they still do. He'll say to me, for example, I was in the pub last night, and I said to my mate Fred, "It's your round." He turns round and goes to me, "I bought the last round, it's your round." So I turns round and goes to him, "How many beers have you had?" "You've had two. I bought the last one." So he turns round to me and goes, and of course it goes on like this, and I'm picturing all this turning around and going, everyone's spinning round on their heels and going. I don't know where they're going, but he did that all the time. Whatever he was talking about, he turns round and goes, I turns round and goes. There we are. Just a funny little, what is it, anonymity? I can never say that word. Can you? Anonymity. Another friend of mine I haven't seen for years, he used to say, "like you know." Now, he was a decorator, a painter and decorator. And he said, "I was wallpapering this woman's lounge, like you know, and I came across this problem with the wall, like you know, and I had to say to her that I was going to have to replaster it, like you know." I don't know what all this "like you know" was about, but he punctuated almost every sentence with "like you know." A lot of youngsters, I've noticed, use the word "like." They might say, for example, "Oh, my friend was saying it was so hot, and I was like, hot, it's boiling. And he was like, let's go and have a drink to cool down. And I was like, everywhere's closed. And he was like, well, let's go back to the house." I won't go on anymore because you'll get bored. But he was like, I was like, I don't know what's going on there. But you get my drift. Oh, that's another one. I've just said that, haven't I? You get my drift. That's a very old one. I don't know where that came from. You get my drift. What's this snowflake thing? I'm never quite sure what a snowflake is. I looked it up. Term for someone that thinks they are unique and special, but really are not. Or, very sensitive person, someone who is easily hurt or offended by the statements or actions of others. So I'm not quite sure what a snowflake is. I think it's someone that's, is it like a little flower or something, a bit shy, and I don't know what that means. I'm no expert in grammar, pronunciation, syntax, the English language, spelling. I've just picked up on various things. What else have I got written here? Wicked. Something is either wicked because it's so bad, or it's wicked because it's so good. So you've got one word with totally different meanings. Opposites, in fact. Someone might say, that was really wicked because someone had done something bad. That was a wicked thing to do. Or, that was really wicked, meaning it was absolutely brilliant. Just looking at my list here, I think I'll end it here because you might get bored with all this. What else have I got written down here? I think that, oh no, it is what it is. Now that's another one. That's caught on a lot, hasn't it, recently? It is what it is. If someone's saying, oh well, you know, this isn't a very good situation, is it? Well, it is what it is. I suppose it means accept it for what it is because we're not going to change it. This is it. Anyway, I've rambled on enough. Is there anything else I can say? No, you're saying no, apart from goodbye. Okay, goodbye. Thanks for listening, as always. It's been great fun. I hope you enjoy these podcast episodes as much as I enjoy making them. I shall see you next Sunday. Have a nice week. Take care. Bye-bye for now.